When you guys go out on investigations, one, you get leads, don't you, Rick?
Yeah, we get them through our website, HollywoodGhostHunters.com. And actually, I research a lot of things, and I'll find buildings, like, in the local area that we can all go to. But a lot of them come through people that come through the website that will tell us that they're having problems that, you know, we'll go over there and see if we can't shag out whatever's in there.
Have you ever been able to stop a ghostly haunting?
Yes, actually, we have mutual friends. They were RA's friends to begin with. These girls named the Harley Twins.
The Harley Twins?
They go.
That's another story, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're actually two of the youngest, sweetest girls you meet in your life. They actually go to the Harley Davidson things, and they are the models. But they called me up and said, RA suggested I come over because this girl had her bedroom haunted. So I went over there, and I was sitting on her bed, and I could see these shadows moving all over the place. It was very active. But it was so sweet because this girl's tiny and she's got a high voice. And I'm sitting there and I see a shadow directly in front of her, right next to me. So I'm just sitting there real quietly. And I hear this little voice behind me go, "Rick, is there someone right in front of me?"
No.
And I went, "Yeah, there is." I said, "Don't worry." And she goes, "I'm scared." I said, don't be scared. We'll take care of it. So it was so cute. I told her, I said, "Look, tell it to leave." She goes, "Will you please leave?" I went, no, tell it to leave. And she goes, "Well, I really want you to leave." And right then, her door burst open and her twin sister came in and she goes, "You leave my sister alone. You get out of here." And I think her sister actually scared whatever was in there.
Does that work?
Sometimes. Sometimes. If you have something a little stronger than that, it takes a little more aggressive behavior. Actually, I had the two girls go out and had a little stronger talk with it. Let's put it that way.
Do you find that there's a difference between a demon that might be haunting or possessing and some little ghost that's hanging around?
Oh, extraordinarily so. I got a little story I want to relate. I have what I think is a demonic entity inside my apartment.
You do?
I do. And matter of fact, the young lady that's sitting right there, I was on the phone with her, and I told her that I had a demon inside my apartment. She goes, "Aren't you scared?" I said, "No, tell him to show up and I'll stomp him into the ground." And while I was saying that, she'll even nod and tell you this, a deep growl came through the phone while I was talking. So they can be rather cantankerous if, you know, other than just a ghost that likes to play or something like that. But there are, you know, if you believe in angels, you got to believe in the other half.
All right, R.A., tell me about one of the weirdest experiences in this hunting business that you've been in.
Probably when we went, it's called the Omen House, but I like to call it the Sharon Tate House. And I had the K2, and I was speaking the names of Sharon and all the other victims. Mm-hmm. And I asked them if they were in pain, and the K2 lit up like a Christmas tree. And it was something.
Yeah, that's got to be a sight that must have so much pain and so much horror attached to it.
Yeah.
But you see many of those, especially out here in Hollywood.
There are a lot of them out here. We actually had one that was kind of interesting was Occidental Studios. When we were filming Hatchet 2, I went up and I was ghost hunting by myself. And they said that a person had killed themselves up there. And we saw these huge shadows. And it's actually a funny story because while I was up there, two of the crew came up. They said, "You're ghost hunting. We want to go with you." So the one guy started trying to provoke him and swearing and stuff, which I really don't like when people do that.
Right.
But he says, "How will I know if there's a ghost?" I said, "Well, if the K2 meter starts going off and it gets all the way up to 5 lights, then you might want to pay attention." So he called it another name, and the thing instantly went up to 5 lights. And he looked at it, and he goes, "I'm out of here." And him and the other guy turned around and ran away. So not everybody's meant for ghost hunting, no matter how much they come up and start yelling and screaming.
You know, and there seems to be this new phenomenon of people who want to go on ghost hunting trips. They think it's fun. Maybe it is. But they don't take it seriously.
My suggestion would be that they better start.
Yeah.
Ghosts have a tendency sometimes to follow you home, which a lot of
really?
People... Yeah. It's happened to quite a few people.
And you don't know that until
things start happening at your house. So it's best to take it serious. It's a fun thing to go do. It's very interesting. It's scary. It's an adrenaline rush. But you have to take it seriously because there are repercussions if you don't, you know, you might have something come home with you.
How often do you guys go on hunts?
Well, we try and get out of as often as we can, but the problem is that with Kane and R.A., myself, some of our other people, Adam Green, who directed Hatchet, Richard Friedman, we're scattered all over the place because we'll be working on different movies at the same time. So when we do get a chance, we like to go to some of the more famous places, Waverly,
great
Sanatorium,
place, yeah.
Fantastic place. Charlie and Tina are so nice to us. Sloss Furnaces in Alabama. I mean, we like to hit the big, well-known places and see if they're really up to what people say. And so far, the places we've gone actually are very active and very worth going to, especially Waverly.
What do you think of EVP sounds? What's happening there?
Actually, I think it's someone trying to communicate with us. We were just at a very famous Hollywood location who asked us to come and prove that they were haunted. We went there and we had five or six really good EVPs where they actually said the name of the person. And one of them, we get a very deep no in it. I mean, it's unmistakable. And after we did that and we had great things on camera, the person that owned the building says, well, we can't let you use that because people think it's haunted.
Right.
I said, you called us here to prove it's haunted. When we just did, you know, what do you want out of us? So, but we get out as often as we can. If anybody has a good location they want us to come to, just go to the website, go to contact us or suggest the hunt, and we'll call you.
HollywoodGhostHunters.com.